have reached SportsBeat.com and are tuned into the Jay Bulldog Sports Network. It's been a tough season for your Jay Bulldogs, and tonight they travel to Tahlequah, Sequoia to play their final game. Let's get out to the stadium, and your announcer for tonight's game, Jesse Carnahan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to SportsBeatOK.com, home of your Jay Bulldogs. We come to you tonight from Thompsonville here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, as your Bulldogs get ready to do battle against the Sequoia Indians. And this is the last night for a lot of seniors out there. The last night in Bulldog uniform, going out onto the gridiron, and they're hoping to come away with a big win here tonight. And we've already had the coin toss here this evening. The Indians have won and chose to receive. So the Bulldogs will get the kick starting after the half here. And hopefully they don't need that kick at the half to come back from a deficit. We're hoping to be up on top. But we are moments away from kickoff as both teams are ready and heading out on the field. We've got about 30 seconds here on the scoreboard before kickoff. There's a few Bulldogs here on the crowd tonight. They're being supported by the cheerleaders, the band, and now Bulldogs are taking the field as they get ready for the opening kickoff here tonight. And kicking for the Bulldogs looks like it will be Sara. And here comes the Indians. And it looks like the Indians are going to send two back deep to return as they're going to line up about the 10-yard line. And we have a whistle, and here comes the kick. And it's a decent kick. It's going to be fielded right at the 15. He's coming up the right-hand side of the field. He's got a wall of Indians in front of him. He's broke across the 30, and ball's loose on the ground. And the Bulldogs have come away with it right about the 40-yard line. And we're having some argument here as one referee has it marked as a loose ball, and another one wants to say it's down, and he was not down. He was spinning when he was stripped on that play. And we'll have to wait a second here and see what the white hat calls. And now we've got all the ones, and they're going to say J-ball. So it'll be Bulldog ball right on the 35-yard line. So that is a great turn of events for the Bulldogs as they start off their final game of the season with a opening kick fumble recovery inside Indian territory. And here comes the offense led by quarterback Gabe Simpson. They're going to line up with three to the right, one to the left, empty backfield. Simpson now looks to the sideline for the call. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. And he's going deep. He's got Taylor. Oh, he caught it, but they're going to say he was out of bounds. What a great effort as he stretched out, just couldn't keep the feet in. He was right at the 2-yard line. And I like the aggressive play calling here right off the bat. Bulldogs are lining back up. Three receivers to the right. One to the left, Taylor in the backfield. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff up the gut, and he's met by a wall of Indians. He'll lose a yard on that one. Bring up third down. We've got third and 12, three wide to the right, one to the left, Simpson in the shotgun. And now they look back to the sideline for a play. Taylor's in the backfield. There's the snap. He's under. There's a throw. Caught. And that ought to be close to a first down. Let's see how they mark it here. It'll either be fourth and inches or a first down. Waiting on the call. Looks like they're going to say fourth and inches. Look for a quarterback sneak right up the middle here. Line up in an I formation. There it is, and Simpson has gained about 4.5, 5 yards on that carry. We do have a flag in the backfield, and that's going to be in the area of a false start. It'll either be a false start or a holding call against the Bulldogs. And we got a false start against the Bulldogs, so that'll negate the first down, and that'll now make it a turnover on down. So they say it'll be a turnover on downs with that play. And there's the snap, and he's met in the backfield by a wall of dogs, and that ball might be loose. It's now second down and about 9. They're going to give him a yard on that. Bulldogs on defense, climbing up the 3-4 defense. And now Squay's going to go with 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Shotgun formation, and there's the snap. He's going to throw into the flat, and the receiver's broken free. He's crossed the 30 and out of bounds right about the, they're going to say actually stepped out right at the 29-yard line, but it'll be enough for an Indian first down. And now the Bulldogs need a stop here. They're going to line up with twins to the left, twins to the right. Make that 3 receivers to the left, 1 for twins to the right. Shotgun formation, handoff up the middle, and he's going to be dropped right at the 34-yard line. So he's going to pick up about 5 on that carry. And Bulldogs looking to sideline for a play here. Bring up 2nd down and 5 here. And the Indians are going to line back up. Twins to the left, twins to the right. And Bulldog showing blitz. And it's going to be a read option. Handoff up the middle. And he's going to be dropped right around the 36-yard line. They might mark it at the 30. They're going to mark it actually about the 37.5-yard line. So bring up 3rd down and about 2. And Bulldogs here need to bring some pressure. They're going to line up with twins left, twins right, shotgun formation. Got a back in the backfield. And there's snap. Read option quarterback keeps it up the middle. And he's going to break free to about the 45-yard line. That'll be more than enough for a Sequoia first down. Got a line of changes. 2 Indians run off. 2 more come on. Ball's marked at the 45-yard line. Sequoia's inching it down the field. Going to line up 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. And Bulldogs jump off sides. As they, all 4, the front 4 for the Bulldogs, all went. And while we wait on that one, just got word, it looks like Locust Grove is taking a lead over Lincoln Christian, 6-0. And now Squay's lined up three to the right, or three to the left, one to the right. Three dogs hand off to the back, and he is met by a wall of dogs and dropped right at the 50-yard line. Bring up second down and five. And now, looks like the Indians are content with eating some clock here as they come into tonight's contest with a 4-4 record. They're going to line up with three receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation. And there's the snap. Reed Austin to the quarterback, and he's met in the backfield, and he is stopped cold. I can't make out the jersey number. Looks like maybe number 20, maybe 21. I can't really tell with these white jerseys and yellow numbers. It is hard to see across the field. Looks like it was going to be their outside linebacker, 21, on that tackle for the Bulldogs. And now Squay lines up three wide to the right, one to the left, shotgun formation. And there's Snip. He's rolling to his right. He's being pressured. Throws it. And they're saying no good. He could not contain the pass to the ground. But we've got a flag. We're going to get a rough in the passer call, I think, here. Waiting on the head ref's call. We're getting a rough in the passer call, so that'll be a first down for Sequoia. And now as they mark the ball, it'll be placed right about the 39-yard line of the Bulldog. So Sequoia is now in Bulldog territory. Twins to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation, read option to the halfback, up the middle, and he is stopped. If he's lucky, he might have gained a yard. And looks like we have a Sequoia player down, so we'll take a timeout. You're listening to the J. Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congresswoman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County, serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Concord, Mosley, Leech, and now Kenwood by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com.
And we're back here at Thompson Field as that Sequoia Indian is being helped off the field here. He is walking gingerly, but it is a good sign for that young man to be upright and getting off the field. And now the Indians are going to line up with three wide to the right, one to the left, shotgun formation. And Bulldog showing pressure. And there's the snap, throws out into the flat right-hand side, and he is met and dropped by number, I believe that's number 27 for the Bulldog. Or they're saying number 50, Rogers. But I believe it was actually number 27 here for the Bulldogs, or 37. I can't make out the jersey number. And now here comes the Indians. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. And there's the snap. He's rolling to his left. He's being pressured. And he's going to throw deep. Ill-advised, there's a Bulldog who knocks it away. I'm trying to get an eye on which Bulldog that was. again, I apologize if I don't get any names out here, as these jersey numbers are very difficult to read here. It'll bring up fourth down and eight. Sequoia on the Bulldog 37-yard line. And here comes the Indians. They're going to go with twins to the left, twins to the right. Got an extra blocker on this one. And there's the snap. He's looking to throw deep to the right. He throws. Balls up and... Wow, I can't tell what happened there. Oh, wow. If there was two Indians and a Bulldog there with the ball, and looks like it actually came up incomplete, but they're going to give it to the Indians as a simultaneous catch. So that'll give the Indians the ball on the 5-yard line with 4:55 left here in the first quarter. Indians now lining up, twins to the left, twins to the right. And there's the snap. It's going to be a read option up the middle to the back, and he is stopped cold. I don't think he even gained a yard on that one. And now here comes the play being ran in by a receiver here for the Indians. Looks like the Indians are going to go with twins to the left. I'm sorry, twins to the right. One. Now they change it. Three to the right, one to the left, shotgun formation. And quarterback keeps going up the left-hand side. He's going to be dropped right about the 1-yard line. Third down. Bulldogs need a big stop here. Bulldogs need to bring the house on this play. Third down. They're going to go with three to the right, one to the left, shotgun formation. There's the snap, and they stopped him. Fourth down. Will they go for it, or will they kick the field goal here? Looks like the Bulldogs are staying steady here with their defensive package. Looks like they're going to go for it here. And they are. They're lining up with one receiver to the left, one to the right. Offset I formation. There's the snap. Keeper up the middle, and he is going to be in for a touchdown. Indians score first. And Indians are going to line up in the swinging gate. And they snap it from it. Oh, he's in trouble. He has nowhere to go. And that ball is knocked short as he is dropped hard by a Bulldog. So that'll make it 6-0. Sequoia leads. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of your J Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J, or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
And we're back. As your Bulldogs are lining up, set to receive this kickoff. And we've got an update here as Hughes is leading Inola 6-0. And ball has been placed. Looks like bag deep for the Bulldogs here this evening. I'm guessing from the looks of this, looks like it should be shot out Hodge and Zeke Simpson. And it's going to be fielded in the middle, looks like shot pouch. And he bounces out the left-hand side, and he's going to be dropped right at the 34-yard line. So it'll be first down for the Bulldogs. And here comes the Bulldog offense back out onto the field. They're going to go with a single receiver set, one to the left, one to the right, offset eye formation. And it's going to be a handoff up left-hand side, and I believe that was Stormy Taylor is going to bring it all the way to about the 36, maybe 37-yard line. Pick up of about 3, maybe 4 on that carry. And Bulldogs quickly line back up, same formation. And there's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Taylor. Taylor now bounces to the left. He's going to gain about a yard. So to bring up third down and 5 for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs looking to the sideline for play. 1:20 left in the first. Looks like they're going to line up in the veer. There's the snap. Simpson drops back to pass. And he throws and cannot be caught right at the 50-yard line. So it'll bring up fourth down. And here comes the punting team for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs lined up to kick. They have been known to throw out of this formation as Simpson is still on the field there. And Sanford now calls for it. He's got it. He rolls to his left. Rugby style kick. Great kick. Called for a fair catch right about the 26, maybe 20, the market at the 26-yard line. So that's where the Indians will take over. Bulldog defense coming back out onto the field here. And the Indians are moving slowly. They like to chew the clock here. They're lining up on the ball. Twins to the right, one to the left. Split back formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to the back up the middle. And he's across the 30 and wrestled down right about the 33-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 6. 50 seconds left and rolling here in the first quarter. 6-0. Sequoia Lee. And Indians are going to come out three wide to the left. I'm sorry, twins to the left, one to the right, split back formation. Bulldogs are showing blitz. And it's going to be a read option. Quarterback keeps it up the middle. He's across the 40 and dropped right at the 44-yard line. That'll be enough for a Sequoia first down. And the clock starts back up, 13 seconds. Looks like they're going to let it roll out to the half. Or not the half, I'm sorry, the end of the first quarter. And you're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
And we're back as we're going to start the second quarter here. They're going to line up with one to the left, one to the right, split back formation for the Indians. There's the snap. He's rolling to his left. He throws, and it's completed into Bulldog territory at the 47-yard line. So that'll be close to a first down. It'll be second down and about one. And now here come the Indians with twins to the right, one to the left, split back formation. And there's the snap. It's going to be a handoff up the right-hand side. He's got a hole across the 40. He's still driving across the 35, and it looks like he might be brought down at the 34-yard line. See if that's where they mark it. And they do. That'll be a first down for the Indians. And now Indians going to line back up, twins to the right, one to the left, with that split back formation. And there's snap. It's going to be a handoff. No, quarterback keeps it. He's met. And I think he might lose a yard there on that read option. They're not going to mark him with a loss. They're going to mark him that he got back to the line of scrimmage. But that'll bring up second down. And Sequoia takes their time here as they're now coming out of a huddle. Looks like they're going to line up with twins to the left, one to the right. Split back formation. And man in motion. Ball low, recovered by a running back, and he is dropped hard by a Bulldog. That looks like it might have been... I can't make out what Bulldog that was, but he met that one right in the backfield as a shotgun snap was mishandled. Running back picked it up and got drilled by a Bulldog. And that'll be a loss of five. So it'll bring up third and 15 here for the Indians. And now they're going to line up with twins to the right, twins to the left, shotgun formation. And there's the snap. Bulldog showing pressure. And they're going deep. He's got a man open. And he lays out for it and catches it. Brings it in at the 2-yard line. First and goal for Sequoia. And now the Indians are going to line up with three wide to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. Reaching to the tailback up the left-hand side, and he's going to walk into the end zone. And we're going to have a taunting penalty against the tailback for Sequoia. And he's going to get a warning right here. Thank you. on the call here. And that penalty will be assessed on the kickoff, I'm pretty sure, here. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Indians. And now they're going to line up for the extra point attempt. And here comes the snap. It's down, blocked by the Bulldogs. And that'll just make it 12-0. Sequoia Lee, you're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
It's game time, and time to shop your J Walmart for the best deals on that new TV you've been wanting. Go all out this season with cool tech at low prices. Big screens starting at less than $500. And to hear every sound from every game at a home theater system at prices to cheer about. Tablets, laptops, now at unbelievable savings. Your J Walmart has everything you need to enjoy another football season.
Touchdown!
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Joe Hudson may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
Back as the Indians are set to kick it from the 25-yard line as that penalty for the unsportsmanlike conduct was assessed here on this kickoff. And here's the kick. It's going to be fielded at the 25-yard line by the Bulldogs coming up the right-hand side. And across we got a late flag. I think we're going to get a face mask call here, I think. As Hodge got the ball to about the 41-yard line. Let's see what the call is. And it's against the Bulldogs, so I'm guessing we got a block in the back. Ball will be now placed at the 31-yard line. The first and 10 for the Bulldogs. And Bulldogs now are going to line up. Twins to the left, one to the right. Simpson in the shotgun. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff Taylor up the middle. And he's going to get across the 35 and down right at the 36-yard line. Bring up second down for the Bulldogs. And now the Bulldogs line back up. Three wide to the left. One to the right. There's the snap. It's going to be a read option by Simpson. He's keeping it up the right-hand side. He's across the 40, the 45. Wrestled down at about the 47, maybe 48-yard line. That'll be enough for a Bulldog first down. Bulldogs now line up three wide to the left, one to the right. Simpson in the shotgun. And plays called in. Simpson takes the snap. He's looking to throw. He goes deep to the downfield. He's got a receiver. Oh, overthrows him by about a yard. So that'll bring up second down for the Bulldogs. And now Bulldogs line back up, three wide to the left, one to the right, shotgun formation. Simpson takes snap, handoff to Taylor. Taylor's trying to bounce it outside, and he can't. and he's going to be dropped. So to bring up third down and about 10 for the Bulldogs. And now they line back up, three wide to the left, one to the right. And now Simpson looks back for a play. He's got it. And now here's the snap. Pressure's coming. Simpson's in trouble, and he's dropped at the 34-yard line. And that'll bring up fourth down, because the Bulldog offense has sputtered out. And now the punting team comes out onto the field here for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs now line up for the kick. There's the snap. And the kick is up. Gonna be, they're not gonna field it. They're gonna let it bounce. It's gonna take a Bulldog roll down to about the 25-yard line where the Indians will take over. And now here comes the Indian offense back out onto the field. And the Indians are going to line up, twins to the left, one to the right, split back formation. There's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff up the left-hand side. He's got a hole across the 30, 35, 40, and out of bounds. Right at the 43-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Indians. Bulldog secondary looks like they're sucking a little wind here. They're going to have to buckle down and stop them here. Twins to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation for Scoia. And there's a snap. It's a quarterback keeper at the left-hand side. And he's met by three dogs right at about the 44-yard line. Bring up second down and nine. Down. 5:25 left here in the first half. Sequoia leads 12-0. And they go back to the split back formation. Bulldogs showing pressure here. And here it comes. And tailback for Sequoia breaks free, bounces out the outside. And he's going to be wrestled down right around the 50-yard line. So they'll bring up third down. And here's an update. Keys is now up on Inola, 12-8 in the second quarter. And Lincoln extends their lead over Locust Grove, 21-6. It's third and three here for the Bulldog defense. They need a stop. Looks like they're going to go with twins to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. And there's the snap. And it's the quarterback keeper up the left-hand side. He's across the 45 to the 40. And dropped right at the 39-yard line. The first down for Sequoia. And now Sequoia lines back up. Twins to the right, one to the left. And there's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to the tailback up the right-hand side. He's going to be dropped right about the line of scrimmage, might have gained a yard. Forward progress has him at the 36-yard line, even though he was brought down hard back on the 40. And now Bulldog defense showing blitz. Going to be twins to the right, one to the left. Man in motion. And there's the snap. He's looking to throw. Throws to the halfback into the flat. And now he's trying to juke, but he is dropped right at the 30-yard line. They might mark it at the 29. Let's see. They're going to mark it on the 29, so he'll be about a yard short. Bring up third down. Third and one for Sequoia. 2:40 left in the half. And now they're going to line up twins to the right, one to the left, shotgun formation. And there's the snap. It's going to be handoff to the tailback. He bounces to left, and he's going to be wrestled down at about the 21-yard line. That'll be a first down for Sequoia. Indians now line up, twins to the right, one to left, split back formation. And there's the snap, going to be handoff tailback, he's coming up left-hand side, crossed, and he is hit hard by number 21, that's Osborne. Ball is marked on the 14-yard line. Bring up second and about three here. And now they line back up. Split back formation. And their snap's going to be a handoff. No, quarterback keeps it. He's going to the left side. He is met by three dogs. And he's only going to get to about the 12-yard line. And they're going to say that was just enough for a first down. So it'll be first down and 10. They got to get to the 1-yard line for a first down. Now they're going to line up with twins to the left, one to the right. Five seconds left in the half. There's a snap. He's looking to throw. He's going to keep it up the middle. Sequoia touchdown. That makes 18-0. Sequoia lead. Looks like they're going to line up and go for two here as they got a receiver to the left, one to the right. And there's the snap. He's looking to throw to the left. And no good as they've not converted at all, TV. 18-0, Sequoia Lee. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vinita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Inferno, rated PG-13. Keeping Up with the Joneses, rated PG-13. Jack Reacher, rated PG-13. And Deepwater Horizon, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Does your car sound a little sick? Want to take it for a checkup? Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair. Rick has more than 30 years' experience. Complete auto repair, including brakes, front ends, tune-ups, oil changes, general repairs for your cars and light trucks. Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair.
And we're back as they're going to squid kick it up the middle. Shot Pouch is going to handle it. He comes up the middle. He's got a little bit of a hole, and he is going to get it to about the 33-yard line. Bulldogs got 41 seconds to try to do something here before the half. They do get the ball again after the half to start the third quarter. So if they could put one in here and come out on the opening drive, they'd be right back in this ball game. And looks like they're going to line up with three wide to the left, twins to the right. Empty backfield, Simpson. And now here's the snap. Simpson's looking. He throws deep down the middle. He's got one man and through the hands. No good as it went right through the hands of a Bulldog receiver. Just a little too far for him. Bulldog playing back up, three wide to the left, one to the right. And now there's the snap. Simpson's looking. He's rolling. Steps forward. He's going to keep it. And he's across the 40, 45, and runs out of bounds at the 49-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Bulldogs, and it'll stop the clock with 25.9 seconds left in the first half. Bulldogs quickly line up, three wide to the right, one to the left. Taylor in the backfield. Hodge in motion now to the left. And there's the snap. It's going to be a throw to the flat, and it's no good. Be second down and 10 here. 22.6 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs looking to get one in the end zone here before the end of the half. And they're going to line up with twins to the left, twins to the right. There's the snap. And Simpson now in trouble. And he's dropped at the 45-yard line. Clock's rolling. Timeout is going to be called by the Bulldogs. And we're going to take a break here with them. So you're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
And we're back here as your Bulldogs are trying to get one in the end zone before the end of the half. As they trail 18-0 with 11.8 seconds left in the first half of play. It'll be third down here for the Bulldogs. They're on their own 45-yard line. They're going to line up three wide to the left, twins to the right. And Simpson takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He rolls to his right, throws, and it's a little behind Hodge, and that'll bring up fourth down. Bulldogs might as well go for it. 6 seconds left here in the first half of play. Looks like they're going to line up with three wide to the left. One to the right. Sequoia playing pretty well off of them. Simpson throws. They're doing hook and ladder to Hodge. He's across the 50 down to the 43-yard line. And that'll end the first half of play as your Bulldogs trail 18-0. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of your J Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congresswoman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County, serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Concord, Mosley, Leech, and now Kenwood by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com. This message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org. It's another football season for your J Bulldogs, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wants to wish them well in 2015. Tired of your homeowner's insurance continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at WebInsuranceAgency.net.
And we're back here at Thompson Field as your Bulldogs trail 18-0 at the half. And it looked like a promising start as the Bulldogs kicked off to start the game, caused a fumble, recovered it on the 35-yard line. Offense couldn't get going on that possession. Ended up turning it over on downs on about the 30-yard line. Sequoia inched downfield and finally got one in the end zone to make it a 6-0 ball game as they went for a 2-point conversion and came up short on that one. And then again, Bulldogs started back deep in their own territory, worked up to about their own 45-yard line before they had to punt it. And then Sequoia went with a long pass up the middle. Receiver had to stretch out, came up with it on the 2-yard line. And then one play later, the Indians ran it up the left side for a touchdown. Called for a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on that one, which was assessed on the kickoff. Bulldogs then got the ball and got sputtered out again as the line collapsed and Simpson got sacked back on the 35-yard line. And then the Sequoia Indians got their third touchdown on a quarterback keeper. And that's where we're at right now with the 18-0 Sequoia lead as they've tried for it every time and the Bulldogs have stopped them cold on the conversion. And Bulldogs will get the ball to start the second half of play here. And we'll come back to you live at the start of the third quarter. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
It's time to hit the lake, and there's one place you must always stop. Pistol Pat's on beautiful Disney Island has been a Grand Lake tradition for years. They have some of the best barbecue and homemade pork tenders. You can always pick up some of your favorites by the pound, including ribs and smoked bologna. Pistol Pat's has several hamburgers to choose from, along with a large ice cream menu. So whether you're feeding one or 51, Pistol Pat's can fill your order. Pistol Pat's in Disney, 918-435-8000.
It may not be a service you need every day, but when you need a load of topsoil or gravel, call 918-253-7008. The crew at Laramie O'Leary Dump Truck and Excavating can also deliver fill dirt, creek gravel, and limestone to your home or job site. No project is too small or too large for Laramie O'Leary Dump Truck and Excavating. 918-253-7008. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs.
Nestled in the quaint town of Jay, RFC Event Center is Oklahoma's premier location for weddings, special corporate events, or private parties. If you're looking for a luxurious, romantic, and spacious venue to host your event where you and your guests are sure to make memories that are everlasting, you've found it with RFC Event Center. Go visit us online at rfceventcenter.com for more information.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships.
12th-ranked FSU will be without its second-leading receiver, Bobo Wilson, when they host number 3 Clemson tomorrow night in a game that could have major ACC and college football playoff ramifications. We'll present a chance to give FSU a pulling off the upset.
19%. This is not a great FSU team. They have a terrible defense, as we've seen. They also struggle with athletic quarterbacks. Case in point, Ole Miss, Louisville, and Clemson. And, like, look, this is kind of their last stand, the chance to make themselves relevant, not just in the ACC, but take Clemson away from another run at a national championship game or a national championship, you know, for their first since, was 81 or 80. Do they have a chance? Yeah, they're at home. They have an electric quarterback. They do have some good skill position players. They have one of the top running backs in all of college football. But I think it's more likely than not. I mean, 81% chance I think Clemson wins.
Let's stick with potential college football upsets, as we're still over a week away from LSU-Alabama. But Tigers cornerback Dwayne Thomas said that LSU has let Bama off the hook the last couple of years, and that this time the Tigers will dominate the Tide and win the game. What percent chance you give LSU of upsetting Bama?
19%. They have one of the top running backs in college football. They're playing at home. Against the Crimson Tide, who have played week after week against good teams and won all of those games. So there's the letdown factor. There's the athleticism. Like, LSU is one of the few teams that athletically matches up. The problem is, outside of Leonard Fournette, how do we think they're going to move the football against that defense that has scored almost 2 touchdowns a game with their defense alone? The defense is incredibly dominant. Is there a chance? Yes, because they're at home.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congressman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County, serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Concord, Mosley, Leech, and now Kenwood by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of your Jay Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Hey. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Keep on fruits and veggies 5 times a day. 2 hours.
message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
Guys, toss up the tie-breaking procedure for college football divisions on the screen. Brady, tell us how this will factor into both the Big Ten East and West and the races for those divisions.
All right, so this is where this is going to come into play, both for the East and for the West. Look at lines A and then B. And we're looking at A. If the two teams are tied, the winner of the game between those two teams would then go ahead. So that's going to come into play when we're talking about the Big Ten West, because we've got a matchup this week, Wisconsin versus Nebraska. But the problem is Wisconsin already has two losses in the Big Ten. But when you look at Nebraska's schedule down the road, they've got to play Wisconsin this week. Nebraska says, I don't know, they play Wisconsin this week, then Ohio State. So if they lose those two, then all of a sudden you're going to be looking at a Nebraska team with two losses, Wisconsin with only two losses, if you look at their schedule the rest of the way. So in the end, it would actually be Wisconsin who would get into the Big Ten championship game
wow.
from the West instead. The other element would then be the Big Ten East. And now in my scenario, I think it's going to be if Michigan wins out. All right, it now comes down to the very last game versus Ohio State. If Ohio State wins that game, there would technically be three teams tied in the Big Ten East with one loss. Now, line B in our explanation earlier said that if that is the case, you then take into account not necessarily head-to-head play, because Ohio State wouldn't have the head-to-head play over Penn State, right? It would then end up being, as you can see earlier, the two teams remain after any step. It would end up being their common opponents and all that. So that would then give the edge to Ohio State. They would end up going in instead of Penn State, even though they all have one loss.
I have to be honest, that was one of the more impressive rants I've ever heard anyone go on. That was a super explanation of both of those divisions here.
It's game time, and time to shop your J. Walmart for the best deals on that new TV you've been wanting. Go all out this season with cool tech at low prices. Big screens starting at less than $500. And to hear every sound from every game at a home theater system at prices to cheer about. Tablets, laptops, now at unbelievable savings. Your J. Walmart has everything 20, you need 50, to enjoy another football 10, season.
Touchdown.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAOnline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vanita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Inferno, rated PG-13. Keeping Up with the Joneses, rated PG-13. Jack Reacher, rated PG-13. And Deepwater Horizon, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Does your car sound a little sick? Want to take it for a checkup? Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair. Rick has more than 30 years experience. Complete auto repair, including brakes, front ends, tune-ups, oil changes, general repairs for your cars and light trucks. Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair.
Welcome back to College Football Rundown, presented by New York Life. Guys, what to watch out for in week number 9 of the college football season? Brady, what you're watching for, it's the biggest game in the Pac-12.
Yeah, it's Washington, whether or not they can remain undefeated. They got to go to Salt Lake to take on a very tough Utah team right now. And The other element is, you know, how good really is this Washington team? I mean, I'm kind of curious to see, because you go back through the rest of their schedule. One of their biggest wins was versus Stanford. We've all seen what's happened to Stanford over the course of the season so far. They've kind of fallen apart, and I think when you look at the preseason rankings and all the hype around that, we don't necessarily know how good Stanford really is, and we're starting to get a better idea of that right now. So that being the case, I think this is a legitimate opponent. This is going to be the really first huge win, I think, of their season as they kind of work their way through the rest of the Pac-12. So I'm curious to see if they're going to be for real, but I'm also curious to see if Joe Williams will stay on this terror for Utah. I mean, ever since he started the season, had some fumbling issues, kind of all of a sudden decided to retire, then comes back because they needed him because of lack of depth.
It's a crazy story.
It's unbelievable.
I'm still amazed you can retire in college.
Yeah, you stop playing.
I retired.
I thought you only retire when you get paid.
Nevertheless, I mean, look, he's got to go up against a top 15 defense in the country. So I don't think it's going to happen. The other storyline, a guy that's kind of been missing too over the past few weeks is Tim Patrick. He's been their big play wide receiver, and he's been kind of out for an undisclosed injury for whatever reason. So unless they get him back all of a sudden, he can have that sort of impact he's had all season. I think Washington wins this game. Tough environment on the road, but I think they win this game.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of your Jay Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Hey. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congressman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County, serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Concord, Mosley, Leach, and now Kenwood by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com.
And that's the thing about this week. We actually have somewhat of a little rivalry this week.
Yeah.
Notre Dame needs this win, maybe more so than Miami right now. And when you look at this matchup, I'll start off with Miami. What do you think they can take advantage of against Notre Dame this week?
Well, you know, I don't want to see Miami bring back the physicality of the Miami of old. When you look how they played in the last 3 weeks, they weren't winning the line of scrimmage. They got pushed around a lot. And if I look at this Notre Dame's defensive line and offensive line, I see Miami being able to capitalize on that. And also, use those athletes on the outside. You have Coley, you have Walton in the backfield. Use those guys. Get them out on the edges. One-on-one mismatch. They haven't been doing it this year.
Yeah, I thought Walton and Yerby really struggled last week. And you know, there's one area where, you know, Brad Kaya, I think, struggles a bit. That's when he gets pressure. Now, that's most quarterbacks. But the problem for Notre Dame is they really can't generate a lot of pressure just with their front four. They've had to dial up other pressures, and they're not good enough there in the back end to be able to stop teams. So I think at this point in time, you know, Notre Dame's got their work cut out for them because this is a very talented Miami team. I know they struggled of late, but there's going to be a lot of pressure on Deshaun Kizer really to try to find a way to win this game. So, Jorge, look, I'm going with my Irish. I think they've got a great chance, man, to really pull off the upset. I haven't looked at the game. I don't know who's favored in this game, but I know they've got Miami at home, so that's going to bode well for them. And I think they got the better quarterback of the two. So I'm going with Notre Dame being able to, I guess, get a win. Get the three wins.
You have to go with Notre Dame. Like, what would we look like going against each other? And you can guess. I'm going to go with the U all day, every day. We need this win bad. We can't lose four consecutive games. This is the new Coach Rich era. They need to come out and be physical.
We can't lose any more games.
It's over for you guys. We still have some type of hope of getting into a bowl game. So they need this win. Pull this one out and kind of get back on the right track.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of your Jay Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service.
Hey.
Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918 256-253-4844 or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
It's game time, and time to shop your Jay Walmart for the best deals on that new TV you've been wanting. Go all out this season with cool tech at low prices. Big screens starting at less than $500. And to hear every sound from every game at a home theater system at prices to cheer about. Tablets, laptops, now at unbelievable savings. Your Jay Walmart has everything 20, you need 15, to enjoy another football 10, season.
Touchdown.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vinita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Inferno, rated PG-13. Keeping Up with the Joneses, rated PG-13. Jack Reacher, rated PG-13. And Deepwater Horizon, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Does your car sound a little sick? Want to take it for a checkup? Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair. Rick has more than 30 years' experience. Complete auto repair, including brakes, front ends, tune-ups, oil changes, general repairs for your cars and light trucks. Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of your Jay Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congressman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County, serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Concord, Mosley, Leech, and now Kenwood by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com. message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org.
It's another football season for your Jay Bulldogs, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wants to wish them well in 2015.
Tired of your homeowner's insurance continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at WebInsuranceAgency.net.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to SportsBeatOK.com, home of your Jay Bulldogs. As we get ready to start the third quarter of play here in Sequoia, and now the Bulldogs will receive the kickoff here to start the second half as the Sequoia Indians here chose to receive the opening kickoff. And let's see if we see a different set of Bulldogs, or at least a different mindset here for the Bulldogs to start the second half, as they still are going to be down 18-0. And back deep to return for the Bulldogs looks like it's going to be Zeke Simpson, Shot Pouch, and Hodge. And Sequoia is now set. There's the whistle, and the kick is up, and it looks like Simpson will return his kick coming up to the left-hand side. He's now going to cut up the middle, and he's got a little bit of a hole, and wow, they caught him at the last second at the 35-yard line. As if he would have beat that last man, there was nothing but wide-open green field. So it'll be first down here for the Bulldogs to start the third quarter. And looks like Bulldogs are going to come out with three wide to the right, one to the left. Taylor in the backfield. And now Simpson pulls back up, looks to the sideline for the play. And now there's the snap. Simpson's going to throw into the flat. And now there cuts across the 40, 45, and he loses his footing and goes down as Hodge will get it to about the 48-yard line. That'll be enough for a Bulldog first down. And now three wide to the left, Twins to the right. Simpson takes a snap. He's looking to throw, and he's going to get hit for an intentional grounding here, I think. I'm looking. There's no flag yet. And he's going to get away with it. Whoa, we got a whistle now. I'm waiting on the call here. There's still no flag, but they're meeting. And they shouldn't be a grounding call. A Shot Pouch was in the area. And they're going to say no, that he was. So it'll just be second down and 10 here. Three wide to the left, Twins to the right. Simpson in the shotgun. And now Taylor comes in motion. And he fakes the jet sweep. Simpson keeps it coming up there. Oh, and he fumbles. Recovered by the Indians on the 49-yard line as Simpson could not hold on to the ball. Indians will take over now here in Bulldog territory. And here come the Indians out of the huddle. They're going to go with Twins to the left, one to the right. And now here's the snap. It's going to be handoff to the tailback. He's met in the backfield and dropped at the 45-yard line of Sequoia. So that'll be a big loss. And Hunter King picks up that tackle there. Bring up second down and 14. And now Sequoia is going to line up a single receiver set, one to the left, one to the right. And there's snaps going to be, takes the handoff. He's looking to throw deep. He's got a man, and it's caught down on the 20-yard line. Oh, they're going to mark him on the 19. That'll be a first down for Sequoia. As Hodge was beat on the coverage there. And Sequoia now comes out of the huddle. Single receiver set. One to the left, one to the right. And there's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to the tailback up the middle. He bursts forward. It's going to be dropped at the 10-yard line. That'll bring up second down and one. And Sequoia now is going to go back to the single receiver set. One to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. And there's the snap. Hand off to tailback number three going around the right-hand side. He's met by some dogs and dropped. Going to be close. I think he'll have enough for the first down. And they're going to say it's a first down, so it's first and goal for Sequoia. And now Sequoia comes back. This time they're going to line up in a wishbone formation. And there's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to tailback number three up the middle for a touchdown. He'll go 9 yards for the score. Sequoia extends their lead 24 to nothing. And now they're going to line up to go for two here. Going to line up in offset I formation. There's the snap. Quarterback keeper up the middle. And we've got a flag. And finally they're going to say he got in. But that flag looks like it might be in an area of holding. And we have holding against Sequoia, so that'll negate that 2-point conversion. So that'll put the ball now on the 13-yard line as Sequoia lines up to go for two. And now Sequoia's going to line up with twins to the left, one to the right. Twins to the right. And now he's looking to throw. Ball's up in the air, and no good. As it was defended by two Bulldogs on that play. So it'll be 24 to nothing. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
It's time to hit the lake, and there's one place you must always stop.
Pistol Pass on beautiful Disney Island has been a Grand Lake tradition for years. They have some of the best barbecue and homemade pork tenders. You can always pick up some of your favorites by the pound, including ribs and smoked bologna. Pistol Pass has several hamburgers to choose from, along with a large ice cream menu. So whether you're feeding one or 51, Pistol Pass can fill your order. Pistol Pass in Disney, 918-435-8000.
And we're back here as your Bulldogs are set to return the kick, trailing 24-0 in the third quarter with 9:12 left in the third. Back deep is Shot Foul Hodge and Zeke Simpson. And here's the kick. They squib it right up the middle. Fielded by Bulldog, and now looks like it's going to be Weaver Fisher that fields that one right about to the 31, maybe 32-yard line. And now here comes the Bulldog offense back out on the field. Looks like they're going to line up with twins to the left, twins to the right, shotgun formation. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff to Taylor up the middle, and he's across the 45 and down to about the 46, maybe 47-yard line of Bulldog. Bring up second down and about six. And they go back with the same formation here. There's the snap. And they're going to pass it out to Hodge in the flat. And Hodge now across the 40-45, fighting forward. And it's going to be stopped right about the 47-yard line. But that'll be enough for a Bulldog first down. And now three wide to the left, one to the right. Taylor in the backfield. Simpson takes the snap. He's looking to throw. He goes over the middle. He's got a man that's shot out, and it is caught. He's dropped right around the 26-yard line of Sequoia. First down, Bulldogs. And now the Bulldogs are going to line up with twins to the left, twins to the right. Taylor in the backfield. And there's the snap. It's going to be quarterback keeper over the right-hand side. Simpson keeps it crossed, and he is down at the 20-yard line. Looks like it'll bring up about second down and about four. And now they're going to line up twins to the left, twins to the right. Simpson takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He's under pressure. And he throws that one away. And no flag on that one. So it'll just be an incomplete pass and bring up third down. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Simpson in the shotgun. And now Simpson takes the snap. He's looking to throw. He throws it to Taylor over the middle, and Taylor cannot hang on to it. Fourth down. Bulldogs are going to go for it. This deep in the Indian territory. Three wide to the left, one to the right. It's fourth and four. And now Simpson looks to throw. Throws to the right. And that was caught by Shot Pouch. That'll be enough for a Bulldog first down. That'll put the ball on the 14-yard line of Sequoia. And now they're going to go with three wide to the left, one to the right. And there's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Taylor. Taylor up the middle, and he might gain two on that carry. And they're going to mark it for a two-yard gain. So bring up second and eight. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. Taylor's in the backfield. And now Simpson takes the snap, and it's a read option. He's got it running right-hand side and forced out of bounds. He'll lose yards on that play. Be third down and about eight for the Bulldogs.
Third down, Bulldogs.
And now Simpson, three wide to the left, twins to the right, empty backfield. And now Simpson takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. He throws to the end zone. Caught one-handed by a Bulldog in the corner. That is a touchdown. As I believe that's going to be Osborne. I'm sorry, that is Brendan Ryan, who caught it one-handed. That was a great catch there, as he did his best Odell Beckham. And Bulldogs look like they're going to line up and go for two. And there's the snap. He's rolling to his right. Back to his left, he's got a man. Throws for the corner. Led him a little too far. No good. That'll bring the score. Sequoia 24, Bulldogs 6. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsSpeedOK.com.
It may not be a service you need every day, but when you need a load of topsoil or gravel, call 918-253-7008. The crew at Laramie O'Leary Dump Truck and Excavating can also deliver fill dirt, creek gravel, and limestone to your home or job site. No project is too small or too large for Laramie O'Leary Dump Truck and Excavating. 918-253-7008. A proud supporter of the J Bulldogs.
And we're back. As your Bulldogs finally got one in the end zone there, now they're going to line up for the kick. 6:18 left here in the third quarter. They're trailing 24-6. And now the Bulldogs are getting lined up for the kick here. Becerra's got the ball placed. He's ready for the kick. And here he goes. Kick is up. He kicks a short one up the left-hand side. It's fielded by Sequoia. He's got a block, and he's across the 35 down to the 40-yard line. And Sequoia will take over on their own 40 here.
Number 33 makes a stop for the Bulldog. This one's marked on the 41-yard line. First down, Indian.
And now here come the Indians. They're going to line up with one receiver to the right, one to the left. And there's the snap. It's a read option to the halfback up the middle. And he's dropped right at the 41-yard line, maybe 42-yard line.
DJ Dry, number 56.
So to bring up second down here for the Indians. And now Sequoia is coming to the line. They're going to line up with single receiver set. And there's the snap. Quarterback keeps it up the left-hand side. Cuts back to the middle, and he's dropped at the 45-yard line. That'll bring it third down and about six for Sequoia. And now Sequoia is coming to the line again. Bulldogs look like they're going to line up in a 4-3 defense. And now they're going to go with three wide to the left, one to the right. And there's the snap. He's looking to throw deep. Got a man open. Caught at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Sequoia. That'll bring the score 30-6. Sequoia lead. And Sequoia looks like they're going to go for two again. Going to go with single receiver set. I'm sorry, no, now they're going to go with three wide to the right, one to the left. And shotgun formation, he's rolling to his right. He's throwing, and they're going to convert. Two-point conversion is good, so that'll bring the score 32-6 with 4:35 left in the third. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Nestled in the quaint town of Jay, RFC Event Center is Oklahoma's premier location for weddings, special corporate events, or private parties. If you're looking for a luxurious, romantic, and spacious venue to host your event, where you and your guests are sure to make memories that are everlasting, you've found it with RFC Event Center. Go visit us online at rfceventcenter.com for more information.
And we're back here at Thompson Field as your Bulldogs trail 32-6 with 4:35 left in the third. Bulldogs are now set to return the kickoff. Back deep is Zeke Simpson, Chop Pouch, and Hodge. And they're lined up for the kick, and he's going to squib it again up the middle. It's going to be fielded by Simpson, though, on the 20. He's got a wall of dogs in front of him. He's across, and now he's broken free to about the 37, maybe 38-yard line, and a shoelace tackle by the Indians. And now here come the Bulldogs back out on the field. They're going to line up three wide to the left, one to the right. Taylor in the backfield. And now Simpson takes the snap. He keeps it. Option up the middle. He's going across the 50. The 40. Cuts back. 45. And dropped right about the 34-yard line of the Indians. And Bulldogs hurrying back up, three wide to the left, and they're going to snap it, hand it off Taylor up the middle. Taylor's fighting forward, down to about the 28-yard line. And Bulldogs line back up, three wide to the left, one to the right. And there's the snap, and they give it to Taylor again up the middle. He's going to fight forward down to about the 13-yard line, it looks like. I'm sorry, the 23-yard line, I meant to say. And Bulldogs back. Three receivers set. Three wide left, one to the right. Taylor in the backfield. And Simpson now takes the snap. He's looking to throw. He's under pressure, rolling to his left. He breaks free and loses his footing. And he'll get forward down to about the... Seems like they're going to mark him at the 22-yard line. I'm sorry. And we got a timeout by the Indians. So we'll take one here, too, as you're listening to the Jay Bulldog Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove, it's about relationships.
And we're back here at Thompson Field as the Indians are up 32-6. Bulldogs are moving down the field, though. It is second down and about 9 here. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to line up with 3 wide to the left, 2 to the right. Empty backfield set. Man in motion from left to right. And it's going to be fake. And Simpson keeps it up the middle. Down to the 14-yard line. But we got a flag in the back of the field. Looks like it'd be holding. He's not with him. And we're back here now as the Bulldogs are going to line up. 3 wide to the right. 1 to the left. And now, see here, looks like a little confusion here by the referee as the Bulldogs are going to line up with 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Looks like Taylor in the backfield. And now Bulldogs stack those 3 receivers on the right-hand side, single receiver set on the left. And now there's the snap. He's looking to throw. He's going deep over the left side, and it is no good, as it was broken up there by 2 Sequoia defenders. That'll bring up 3rd down for the Bulldogs. And now the Bulldogs are lining back up, 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. After that penalty, it is 3rd and 20, so Bulldogs got a lot of field to cover here. And now there's the snap. Simpson's looking to throw. He rolls out of one tackle and slammed down by the other back on the 49-yard line. And that'll bring up 4th down. It'll be 4th down and forever here for the Bulldogs. So here comes the punny team now. And now Bulldogs are looking to punt here as Stanford's back deep. He takes the snap, rolls to the left. There is a kick. It's a deep kick. And it takes a bounce, fielded at about the 6-yard line, and dropped on the, looks like they're going to mark him at about the 14-yard line of Sequoia, so that's where Sequoia will begin their series. And now here comes the Sequoia offense. 1:36 left in the third, 32-6 Sequoia lead. And they're going to line up with a single receiver to the left, one to the right. And now there's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to the tailback up the right-hand side, and he's going to gain about 2 yards on that hard-earned carry there. And now here, Indians are coming to the line. Back to that one receiver to the left, one to the right formation. 55 seconds and counting left in the third. Here's the snap. And we got whistles and flags everywhere. That's in the area of a false start. If so, that'll back the Indians up. And now the clock is rolling again. Indians line back up. There's going to be a handoff up the middle. And he's fighting forward. He's broken free to the 25, 27-yard line before being brought down. That'll be enough for a Sequoia first down. And that'll stop the clock long enough to move the chains here. And 20 seconds and counting, Sequoia heads towards the sideline, so it looks like they're going to be content to let the third quarter in, as here come the Bulldogs too, and it is going to end the third quarter, 32-6. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congressman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County, serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Concord, Mosley, Leech, and now Kenwood by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com.
And we're back here at Thompson Field. Your Bulldogs are trailing 32-6 as we get ready for the start of the third quarter. And now the Sequoia Indians will have the ball on the 27-yard line, on their own 27-yard line. And now one receiver to the left, one receiver to the right. And now there's the snap. He's looking to throw. And he's going to keep it coming up the left-hand side, and he's tackled out of bounds. But we got a flag way back in the area holding. And now that'll back them up. That was a holding call against the Indians. And now let's see here. They're going to place the ball on the 17-yard line. That'll bring up first down and 20 here for the Indians. One receiver to the left, one receiver to the right. And there's the snap. It's going to be handoff up the middle. And he is going to be met by a bunch of thugs. They're trying to take the ball away. And he finally goes down. He'll pick up about 3 on that carry. And now here come the Indians back to the line. 11 minutes left in the ballgame, 32-6. Sequoia leads. And it looks like they're going to go with a 3 receiver set to the left, 1 to the right. And there's the snap. He's looking to throw. Throws in the flat to the halfback. And he's across 25 to 30, 35, 40, 50. He's going to, shoelace tackle as he's going to go down on the 35-yard line. That was a touchdown-saving tackle there by a Bulldog as he was gone. But that shoelace tackle will bring him down just enough. But it'll be a first down Sequoia. And now Sequoia is going to line back up, 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. And there's the snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper up the right-hand side. And he's going to be dropped on the 30-yard line. Big gain of 5 for the Indians. And now back to the 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. And there's the snap. He's going to throw into the flat. And it's incomplete. Bring up 2nd down for the Indians. Oh, I'm sorry, bring up 3rd down for the Indians. And we've got a flag. I'm not sure what that is unless they're going to get the Bulldog coaching staff, maybe. And they're getting a sideline warning. They're not going to enforce it. They're going to give them the warning there. And now there they are in the twins to the left, twins to the right. Quarterback looking to throw for Sequoia. He's rolling to his right. Throws deep. Caught. Touchdown, Sequoia. That'll make it 38-6. Sequoia lead as they're going to line up now for a 2-point conversion, I'm sure. And now Sequoia lines up 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. And he throws to the end zone. 2-point conversion. Good. That'll make it 40-6. Sequoia lead. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of your J Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org.
And we're back as it's a kick back to, looks to be Hodge, maybe. It is Hodge, and he's going to be forced out of bounds right at the 45-yard line. He received it on the 25, so a 20-yard return there by Jesse Hodge. And now here come the Bulldogs. Reed wide to the right, one to the left. Simpson takes the snap, hands it off to Taylor up the middle. And he's going to get a yard out of that one. And now the Bulldogs line back up, three wide to the right, one to the left. Simpson takes snap, he's looking to throw. Throws over to the left, through the hands of the Bulldog receiver. And that'll bring up third down. And now they get right back, three wide to the right, twins to the left. Simpson's got an empty backfield. And now there's the snap. He's looking to throw. He's under pressure, rolling to his right. Throws deep down the middle of the field. And goes right beside Hodge. And that'll bring up fourth down. Bulldogs line up, three wide to the right, twins to the left. 8:45 left in the ball game. Simpson takes a snap, he's rolling to his right. And he's throwing, and it's incomplete. And that'll be a turnover on down. Sequoia ball. And now here come the Indians. They've got 8:39 left in the ball game. They're ahead 40-6. And they're gonna go with three wide to the left, one to the right. And now they take a snap, hand off to the halfback up the middle. He's going to be dropped after a short gain, about 2.5 on that carry. The second down here for the Indians, but it has the clock rolling now. And now we're going to line up twins to the left, twins to the right. There's the snap, handoff to the halfback of the right-hand side. He's across the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, Oh, and saved as he gave up running hard and brought down on the two. And now the Indians are first and goal here. Twins to the left, twins to the right. There's the snap, handoff to the tailback up the middle, touchdown Sequoia. 46-6. And now Sequoia's going to line up. Looks like they're actually lining up to kick it here. As it looks like their tailback is also their kicker. Or at least on field goals. There's the snap. Oh, and it's blocked again by the Bulldogs. That leaves the score 46-6 with 7:23 left in the ballgame. You're listening to J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
It's game time, and time to shop your J Walmart for the best deals on that new TV you've been wanting. Go all out this season with cool tech at low prices. Big screens starting at less than $500. And to hear every sound from every game at a home theater system at prices to cheer about. Tablets, laptops, now at unbelievable savings. Your J Walmart has everything you need to enjoy another football season.
Touchdown!
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
And we're back as that kick's going to be fielded at the 35-yard line. Going to be brought upfield. And going to be tackled right about the 42-yard line where the Bulldogs will take over. And now here comes the Bulldogs out on offense. Three receiver set to the left, one to the right. And read option to Stormy Taylor up the left-hand side. And he's across the 40, up to about the 44-yard line. And now the Bulldogs are going to line up with twins to the right, twins to the left. And it's going to be quarterback option, throws back to the left, and now caught by Zeke Simpson and wrestled out of bounds at the 45-yard line of Sequoia. We do have a flag, though. And they're going to wave off the flag as that pass was backwards. So it should be at the 45-yard line. And we've got an official timeout for an injured Indian on the field. So we'll take a short break. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com. Now, but know how.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
And we're back as he's up and walking off the field here. So it'll be Bulldog ball on the 44-yard line. Second and 8 here for the Bulldogs. I'm sorry, first and 10 for the Bulldogs. They're going to line up a twin to the right, twin to the left. And now storming in the backfield. Simpson takes the snap. And Simpson keeps it up the middle, and he's going to be brought down at the 40-yard line. The second down and 6 for the Bulldogs. I'm sorry, second down and 4 for the Bulldogs. 6:05 left in the ball game. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Simpson and shotgun. There's the snap. He's gonna throw. Throws over to the left. Caught. And that'll be enough for a Bulldog first down as it'll be to the 34-yard line. And now Bulldog's gonna go with 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. There's the snap. It's gonna be a jet sweep. And he's gonna get about a yard out of that sweep. And now here, Bulldogs finally got their play in. Gonna go with swing to the left, swing to the right. Simpson and Taylor in the backfield. There's the snap. Simpson's looking to throw. He's got Hodge over the middle. Overthrown by about a yard. Third down now for the Bulldogs. And they're going to go with twins to the left, twins to the right. There's the snap. Taylor gets it up the middle, and he's across the 30, down to the 26-yard line. I believe is where they're going to mark this. Bring up fourth down and 2. And now here come the Bulldogs to the line of scrimmage. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Simpson takes snap, handoff to Taylor. Taylor up the middle. He's across the 20 down to the 14-yard line. That'll be enough for a Bulldog first down. And now twins to the left, twins to the right. Simpson takes the snap. And he gives it to Taylor up the left-hand side, and he's going to be wrestled down. Four 10 left in the ball game, 46-6. Sequoia lead.
Joseph
Christie,
number 45, the Indian. Second down, Bulldog.
And Bulldogs line back up. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Man in motion to the left, that's Hodge. And it's going to be a handoff to Taylor up the right-hand side. He'll be down to about the 14-yard line.
14-yard line. Third down, Bulldogs.
Third down and seven. Three wide to the right, one to the left. And we're going to have a false start on the Bulldogs, as I believe that's going to be against Zeke Simpson. Ball will be placed at the 19-yard line. And now it's three to the right, one to the left. Simpson takes the snap. He's looking to throw. And he goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. We do have flags. Let's see. It looks like it ought to be defensive pass interference. And we still have no call here yet. Pass interference against the defense. And touchdown, good. So that penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. And Bulldogs line up for an extra point attempt. And there's the snap. Kick is up. And it's good. That'll make it 46-13. Sequoia lead. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vinita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Inferno, rated PG-13. Keeping Up with the Joneses, rated PG-13. Jack Reacher, rated PG-13. And Deepwater Horizon, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Does your car sound a little sick? Want to take it for a checkup? Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair. Rick has more than 30 years' experience. Complete auto repair, including brakes, front ends, tune-ups, oil changes, general repairs for your cars and light trucks. Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair.
And we're back as the Bulldogs are set to kick from the Sequoia 45 due to that penalty earlier. Kick is up, and it's going to be fielded at the 2-yard line. And now he's across the 20, across the 30, 40, 50. He's gone. There ain't nobody in front of him. That would be their halfback, number 3 for Sequoia, who's going to take that one 97 yards. So we do have flags back here on the 17-yard line, so I'm going to say it's going to come back due to a block in the back. And it is. It's coming back. Ball will be placed at the 9-yard line. And there's 2:40 left in the ball game. It's three lines up, which wings to the left, wings to the right. And there's the snap, handoff up the middle. And he's going to be dropped for no gain. And now, here comes. They're eating as much clock as they can here. Down to 2:05. And now here come the Indians to the line. Three wide to the left, one to the right. There's the snap, handoff up the middle. And he's going to be dropped at the 11. Bring up third down.
He's just waiting up and playing well, Jerry.
1:34 and counting in the ball game. And now score you back to the line. Three wide to the left, twins to the right. I'm sorry, twins to the left, twins to the right. Shotgun formation, it's going to be a handoff up the middle. And he's going to be stopped at about the 14. It looks like they're going to mark him at the 15-yard line. That'll be fourth down, I believe, here for Sequoia. 47 seconds left in the ball game. We're going to have to run one more play. Well, they're holding it. And they're going to get them for... Oh, they were going to get a delay game, but they called timeout. Burn it all the way down to 19.6 seconds left in the ballgame. And that will pretty much do it here for the Bulldogs as they're going to come up short here against the Indians of Sequoia, 46-13. And for a lot of Bulldogs, this is not the way they wanted to go out with this kind of a loss or a loss period in their final night in a Bulldog uniform. And now Sequoia back out on the field to take a knee here with the final 19 seconds left on the clock. No, they're going to punt it. Kick is up. And it's going to bounce about the 40-yard line. And that will do it for the game as that'll end it. 46-13. Sequoia is going to come away with the win here. And we are just a short ways away from basketball season being around the corner here. So until then, you're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
You're listening to the J America Radio Network. Your favorite hits from the 70s and 80s.